across the street?
Down the street, up the street. I don't know which I would say. Generally speaking, I have lived on dead-end streets. And if somebody lived closer to the dead end than I did, they were up the street. And if they lived closer to the open end, they lived down the street. So right now, we don't have anybody up the street from us. We have everybody down the street.
Say there was trouble at a party. It's like the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the...
The whole bunch, the whole gang, all of them.
Anything else besides bunch or gang?
The whole passel of them.
What about the word push? Did you ever hear that?
Never heard that.
And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, do you call that a...
A dance.
Any special names for a dance you'd have at home?
You could have a tea dance at home. You could also have it in a club.
What's a
tea dance is one that's held in the afternoon, say from 5 to 7 or something like that. We used to have those. I haven't heard of one in at least 10 years.
Was that formal?
No, a tea dance was one you would wear cocktail clothes to. And a ballroom dance, well, ballroom was, you didn't have a ballroom dance. You did ballroom dancing, which was as opposed to rock or jitterbug or anything else, a tango or anything. Well, tangos were ballroom dances. It was as opposed to square dancing.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a square dance where you did round dances and you had a caller.
What's a round dance?
That's where the people stand in a ring, and there are four couples in a ring, and the caller then calls the dance cues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All of mine left with your left hand. Bow to your partner, make a right and left grant. And you would have a dinner dance if dinner was served. You would just have a dance if it were in the evening after dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You might have a costume party, which could be also a dance. You wouldn't have a dance in the daytime, except in the, for the tea dance, which is in the afternoon.
If children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school...
Lets out, gets out.
And after vacation, children would ask when to school...
Start again.
And after high school, you go on to...
College.
And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up that day, you'd say she...
He played hooky. She played hooky, yeah.
What if the child or the person was at, say, college level?
Cut class.
Huh?
Cut class.
Okay, you would never say played hooky? Then?
I would never say play hooky for anybody after high school. You might say play truant. I've heard people saying play truant, and they certainly had truant officers who came after them. But usually you'd say played hooky.
And you go to school to get a...
A degree, a diploma, what?
Or...
An education.
And after kindergarten, you go into the...
You go into elementary school or grade school or...
Which?
First grade. Hmm? First grade.
Are there any old-fashioned names for first grade?
I don't think so. Primary.
And years ago, children sat on benches, but now they sit at...
At desks.
And each child has his own
desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library
and to mail a package.
The post office.
And you stay overnight in a strange town at a
hotel, motel.
And you see a play or a movie.
Go to the show.
Okay. What if it's live?
Go to the theater.
Is that the distinction you make?
Yes. The theater is not a movie unless you were saying it is at such and such a theater. That movie is playing at the Greenway Theater. But if you say go to the theater, it means you're going to see a live production. And go to the show or go to the movies or go to the picture show. We always said picture shows when we were little. But I don't think I've heard anybody say go to the picture show except older people for a long time.
If you had to have an operation, you'd have to go into the
hospital.
And the person that look after you would be the
nurse.
And you catch a train at the
station. Train station.
Or you could call that the rail.
The railroad station.